Well, some way or another, I passed and got out from under her. Went to the third grade. Now, from the third to fourth, the fifth to sixth, was the best 4 years that I had in school. Oh, we had this great heavy teacher. She had her upper arms as big as hams on a hog. Yeah, she believed in teaching piano and music. She was real jolly. Oh, she was a great heavy woman. I mean a great heavy woman. I'd be scared to guess how much she weighed. But she drove a little Crosley car, and that was the funniest thing, to see her coming down that rock road. I can just see her now. The car setting completely like it's fixing to turn over on a flat road because of her weight. And it was a little four-cylinder. They called it a Crosley. That was the name of it. It was back in the early 50s when they come out with them. And I mean, it was a dandy little old car, but to watch her get in and out of it was a treat in itself. And to watch her drive it was another treat because, like I said, it looked like it was going to turn over on a level road. Well, she got in there and taught us these minstrel shows, and oh, we put on minstrel shows to raise money for the school and this and that. And those were the best 2 years, really, that I had in elementary school. Well, I had an awful good teacher in the fourth and fifth, too. She taught me more as far as English and writing and stuff like that and math than any of them ever did. But I learned through the third and fourth more about having a jolly time and being happy. Oh, that was the happiest woman I ever was around in my life. And it nothing suited her more than to have a big life. I mean, she really enjoyed having a big life. And she said that laughter was the best medicine. And I no doubtedly have followed that, or tried to, the rest of my life, because I found that to be very true. If you'll smile and laugh, you'll have others smiling and laughing with you. You know, and it just makes your whole day, it seems like. But to make a long story short, we finished elementary school. Then we go into the big high school.